Hey guys, it's Dad here with
Marilyn and Harlan.
That's our military Harlan.
Who are you?
Harlan.
You got a squeezy pack?
Harlan.
He said that with his mouth full. All right, we're going to read The Chocolate Rabbit.
Harlan.
Yeah, that's better. All right. So, parents, here's some reading pointers. Encourage your child to read for meaning. Ask questions. Ask your child to guess what happens next. The more a child thinks about what is being read, the better the child can comprehend. The Chocolate Rabbit. Not so very long ago, the rabbit family lived in a little town not far from here. There was Papa Rabbit, Mama Rabbit, Polly and Patty, and Little Robbie Rabbit.
Where's the Little Robbie Rabbit?
I think that's the littlest one. That one in the green.
And that one's the littlest one.
Yeah, but that's not Robbie. Oh, maybe that is Robbie. I think you might be right.
No, Robbie's a boy. That's Robbie.
Robbie can be a girl's name, too. Papa Rabbit was a very fine artist. In fact, he was the one who painted the Easter eggs. He painted them pink and blue and green and yellow. He painted them with swirls and stripes and fantastic flowers. He painted beautiful eggs. He was very clever. Polly and Patty and Robbie all were very proud of their papa. They wanted very much to help him with the eggs, but they were too young. Robbie and his sisters were still little rabbits who had to go to school every day. Of course, there was time for fun, too. After school, Robbie liked to visit with the neighbors.
Robbie?
Yep. Or take his pet turtle for a walk down to the carrot patch. Or race the robins across the field. One day when...
Foxy pooped in my bed.
Oh, Foxy. One day when Mama Rabbit was out visiting, Polly came home with her basket all covered up. Robbie, look what I have for Papa, she said. And her basket was full of eggs. What a wonderful idea, said Robbie. I'll get some too. Robbie took the money he had saved and went down to the hen house. He bought a half a dozen fine, fresh eggs from Mrs. Hen. On his way home, Robbie decided to get some flowers to decorate his basket, but he was in a hurry and didn't watch where he was going. Splat! All the eggs got smashed. Oh dear, sobbed Robbie. I just wanted to help Papa. Don't worry, said a wise little field mouse. You'll be a big help to your Papa very soon. Mama Rabbit woke up early the next morning. Poor Robbie, she said. He tried so hard to help. I'll make him some nice hot chocolate for breakfast. Maybe that will help him feel better. When the chocolate was cooked, Mama Rabbit put it to the side. It would cool while everybody was getting ready for breakfast. But Robbie woke up and smelled the chocolate. Do you smell?
Make
your chocolate. Yeah, I bet you do. He climbed on a stool just for a little peek. Oh, no.
Out.
And he reached up with a spoon for a tiny taste and the chocolate, of the cooled chocolate, and oops, down came the stool, down came the spoon, and down came Robbie. And on top of them all, down came the
chocolate.
Chocolate.
That's why Mom never does that.
Everyone came running, and they stood there speechless, staring at their little chocolate Robbie.
That's chocolate Robbie.
Yeah, of course, cried Papa Rabbit. That's it, Robbie. You've given me a wonderful idea. Papa Rabbit got out his tools, a piece of wood, and began to carve. Soon there was a little wooden rabbit that looked just like Robbie. Mama Rabbit cooked some more chocolate while Papa made a mold from the little wooden rabbit. Mama poured the chocolate carefully into the mold. When the chocolate had set, there it was, the Chocolate rabbit.
Chocolate rabbit.
Today, the rabbit family is very proud to see so many chocolate rabbits in the store windows every year. And proudest of all is Robbie. After all, he's the very first chocolate... I love you too, Bubs. Very first chocolate rabbit himself. So who's the very first chocolate rabbit?
Robbie.
Thanks for listening.
Because he got covered in that chocolate.
Yes, he did.
That's why it's called the chocolate rabbit, because the stink.